Hi, it's Sasha Tannock. The argy-bargy over Australia's borders has continued, with New South Wales keen to open up the country. Queensland, WA and South Australia are refusing to budge on their borders, saying they won't put their people at risk. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's not trying to bully the other states, but is focusing on our economic recovery.
This isn't personal. This is about doing what we believe is in the best interest of our citizens, and we just have to be thinking a few steps ahead. So that's the role of governments, is to have conversations about a few steps ahead. It's about thinking about what the next few months and the next even a few years look like.
And while the country's top doctors say there's no medical reason to remain shut down, South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says his state's borders will remain closed.
The Chief Medical Officer and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the national level can have their opinions, but the opinions that are most important to us here in South Australia are those from the local level.
It comes as just 6 new cases are recorded across Australia, 2 in New South Wales and 4 in Victoria. Evil and despicable is how a judge has described a New Year's Eve terror plot in Melbourne, jailing the man responsible for 10 years. 23-year-old Ali Khalif Shir Ali pleaded guilty to planning the attack in Federation Square in 2017. And while they won't be door-knocking this year, the Salvation Army is urging us to donate to their Red Shield appeal online as more and more Aussies turn to them for urgent help.
You ready?
The full 20-round NRL draw has been announced, with the Roosters and Storm handed the more difficult draws and the Eels and Raiders welcoming a soft draw. Acting NRL CEO Andrew Abdo has thanked fans for their support in getting the season back up and running.
Our game certainly has an interest, and not only an interest in Australia, but now globally, being one of the first sports back playing live content. This is an incredibly historic and exciting time for our game.
State of Origin Game 1 will be played on Wednesday, November 4.
Take a look at CFM weather. Staying cloudy today, that rain hanging about as well. But tomorrow looking a lot better for us. Mostly sunny one. We're going for tops of 20.